KO4HKX, that'll be 4DJW.
4HKX, what's going on, Dave?
You getting anywhere close? Do I need to meet you?
No parking spot. I was just getting ready to reach for the mic.
You're over at the Sphinx station now?
Sir, I am.
Okay, I'll load up and head that way. What all you want me to bring?
71 right now.
Either 700, one of them got the corner LED out, and one of them's got a clip that pops out. Either one?
The one with the clip be fine.
Okay, both of those are in boxes, so that'll make it easy. I'll be there in a minute, W4DJW.
I'm all good. I'm taking a break for a minute. KO4HKX.
HKX, N4ZLK.
4HKX, good afternoon, Shane.
I think Sphinx is going to start charging a fee because I'm at Gary at 1 and Easley.
With the illegal transactions that go on in these parking lots, I think they can leave us alone.
There.
That's clear, picking up strange men at service stations. KZ4M Mobile.
Hey, looking one's right.
That's that. Oh, my goodness.
Bug refers to himself as the ugliest man on the planet. And then Chad is second, so that's why I said that.
Tom said. Go ahead, Tom.
Smart remarks, and him was going to shut up.
Never know what you're going to get on the other end of the mic.
Or, that's funny. N4ZLK.
Gary out of the woods. I know he's sandbagging.
Most rain I got today was when I was standing out there talking to him. I've been, when I'm making my deliveries, I've been trying to stay out of the rain, but we stood out there and talked for a little while.
About mine is it set up to come inside.
that would be a lot nicer, but they don't set these up for that for sure.
When a Pete cab or a Kenworth, you barely got room to move.
For a year to Atlanta, man, there was no legroom. For as long as that nose was and as big as it looked on the outside, there was no legroom.
Short I was earlier today, and I have to keep the seat all the way back just to get in here. I mean, I don't see how big guys get in these cabs at all.
Have the cruise on, I'd turn sideways so that I could stretch my right leg out, because the left leg actually had a little more room than the right leg did, but just to straighten the knee out every once in a while.
On that, a nice thing about me is I can get in and out, but going up and down the stairs coming in the side of this truck, it's rough on them knees too.
Also the same as Kenworth's, pretty much on the inside like that.
Peterbilt cabs like this go down the same assembly line.
The KW, either they bought Peterbilt or maybe Packard was building both of them. I couldn't remember.
It was both of them.
So, Nathan, and it's not raining down here, so you guys be safe out there. Send me 3 KZ4M Mobile.
Tom, rub it in. KO4HKX.
Glad you made it home. N4ZLK.
Tell Mama Smurf I said hello, KI4DOS Mobile.
Get him out of the woodwork.
Hey, Patrick. Bye, Tom. Good hearing you on here. I just got in here. I'm running over to the store that Mama wanted to eat out tonight, so I'm on the way over to get her some supper.
Talking about making transactions in the Sphinx, they were going to start charging us, and I said, with the illegal transactions, they're probably not going to worry about us. And Tom chimed in and said, y'all going to have to quit picking up men over there in those parking lots. And I said, well, we're going to have to find better looking men anyway, referring to you being the ugliest man on the line.
As long as I'm alive, Chad's not going to be the ugliest man around. But when I'm gone, he will be. He's next in line. Go ahead and pick it up there, Shane.
I've heard you guys talking about that, but I enjoyed meeting you, Gary. That was fun. I've talked to you a lot of years, and it was nice to meet you face-to-face finally.
Meeting you face-to-face, Shane, really did. It was my pleasure. Or the pleasure was all on this end, maybe not, I don't know. But anyhow, I really enjoyed it. I like meeting people face-to-face after I've talked to them for a while. I have long since abandoned the idea of trying to visualize in my mind what somebody looks like. That never works out. And so it was not a surprise, so to speak, but it was really nice to meet you.
Think about it. Even if you don't try, you kind of get a little mental picture, especially when it's been a lot of years.
Ready to meet Dave?
I'm waiting on Dave to get here. Taking me a little break.
So there, I'm approaching Rutherford, W4, or McElhaney, W4DJW.
Careful, there's a lot of traffic over here.
There's a lot of traffic over here, too, more than normal. I don't know what's going on. A lot of people from the north moving down here.
From Greer, but my daughter and son-in-law will be moving down there sometime in March. They've already got an apartment lined up not too far from the Target on Wade Hampton there, so I might be having to go over there more.
You'll be over there near Ken.
They some crazy people over there. Dave, I got a call about that Eagle One today.
Well, that's where Ken lives, over there behind Target. One, yeah. I know, he lives a little further north of that. So, we're getting hits like crazy. We're getting people asked for the spreadsheet, and when I pass it to them, I'm telling them to pass it to anybody else that they know of that might be interested, because it's some good buys. I believe if we keep it moving, the parts will keep moving.
Some of the stuff on the swap net on the spreadsheets like that, and disperse them around. That seemed to help the items that we got over at Bonnie's to disappear very quickly.
Is you behind that? You see the picture with the illuminated dial on the front? You know that the frequency scale on the front, and it's illuminated. You just can't help but buy it. You just got to have it. That's the clinching. That's what sells the radios and the magazines.
Well, Gary, you meet me. That was a big help. And all your help, Dave. I may be calling you again. I'm hoping I can get it working and maybe check in on the net tonight. We'll see. And for ZLK.
Shane.
One of those power supplies.
I'm going to turn here. Hold on.
Drivers can't make a turn with one hand and talk on the microphone with the other one.
The trucks don't have a 24-inch steering wheel on them.
Power steering. The trucks I learned to drive in didn't have power steering. They had a big steering wheel, but it was all the power you had to steer it.
Had to whip the left-hand horse to go left or the right-hand horse to go right in 60 electric.
Man, that's a big tool truck.
I've done it one-handed, but there was a lot of traffic, and it's raining. I just wanted to make sure. I know you were kidding around there. And, Patrick, I bought the two you were looking for. I just thought, since you told me which ones, I thought I'd go ahead and get those for you. Anyway, now I got the other one, the little Tech Pro, or whatever it is. It looks good. I'm going to jump out about at my next stop. Thanks, guys. N4ZLK.
Good evening. Be safe going home, and I'm going to jump out too. Dave is pulling up here next to me, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Gary, have a good evening. Mike, you too.
Glad we got to talk to you again this afternoon. I'm headed over here to the restaurant today to pick up some supper, and then I'll be headed back to the house and kick back and get ready for the rest of the net. Dave, you and Patrick have a good chit-chat over there. And Patrick, I'll see you tomorrow sometime, hopefully. And good to see you again. Y'all take care. I'll say 73 to you. KI4DOS Mobile. Other station, go ahead.
My 1 cent worth N6DLX in here, Mike.
I'm checking out. I'm going to go in Patrick's truck. truck. His house on wheels. That thing's huge. Anyway, catch you later. W4DJ, that'd be clear.
Camper made, a motor home made out of one of those. That'd be nice, Dave. Wrap the water pipe around the exhaust, and you'd have hot water that you couldn't stand to take a shower in. But anyway, y'all go on and get your business taken care of. We'll talk to you later. N6, Mike, I didn't get the rest of your call. Give me the rest of your call there, sir.
I'm moving so I can get out of that shadow. November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
Well, good making your acquaintance on the air. I'm KI4DOS. I'm mobile. Headed over to the restaurant to pick up me and my wife some supper this evening. She didn't feel like cooking. And we normally eat out on Thursday nights, so it's our normal night out. And I'm going over here to grab us a bite to eat.
Yeah, I'm just getting home, just pulling in the neighborhood over here. On the Greenville County side of Greer, so it's Greer, not Gurr.
No matter where you live, if it's in Gurr, it's in Gurr. My sister and her husband live over there.
It's raining over here.
Because I'm over here in Easley, and it's raining over here as well. I don't know how long it's going to keep it up, but it doesn't matter. I don't control the weather, which is a good thing.
We need the moisture, man. It hasn't rained in, what, a week?
Something like that. But anyway, I'll be back in a minute, Mike. I've arrived over here at the restaurant. I'm going to run inside and grab the food. I'll be back down in just a minute or two. You take care. Good talking with you, and I'll talk to you in a few minutes, hopefully. N6CLX, KI4DOS.
Yes, N6CLX. Tom, I'm going to be out by then, headed to the house, and I'm just a couple houses away. So you have a fine evening, and hopefully your food is delicious. I'll talk to you later. N6CLX, I'll be clear.